This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about you being hurt in a stupid way.
Yeah, stupid injury.
It's a pitcher. Why does this? Almost every time we talk about stupid injuries, it's like a sports guy who's supposed to be a finely tuned
true
piece of athletic merchandise. Chicago Cubs closer Brandon Morrow can blame his pants for his latest injury.
I know.
He was trying to take down his pants and he suffered a back injury.
I guess.
How do you?
I don't know.
He says it was like 3 a.m. in the closet. I got my right leg off. Left one felt like he had a spasm in his back.
Oh, back back spasm.
From taking your pants off?
I guess.
You're a pitcher. You throw balls at like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you get a back spasm from taking your pants off?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently Sammy Sosa, another Cub, got back spasms and had to be put on injured reserve from sneezing.
On the DL, yeah.
From sneezing, yeah. So those are stupid injuries. A pizza man got injured by 400 pounds of cheese. He's working for Domino's, unloading boxes of cheese from a truck on a rainy day. His hand truck slipped under the weight of the food.
Ooh.
400 pounds of cheese.
Ooh, that's nuts. Yeah, that could... Mm.
He got $180,000 for that.
Get for workman's comp?
Mm-hmm.
Mozzarella?
Would wow. would you let me drop 400 pounds of cheese on you?
Wow. Lord? For 180.
How much for 4 pounds of cheese? I want to know your number.
187,000.
For me to drop 4 pounds of cheese
on my head?
On your head. You're a no-go?
No.
So some of the other ones we found. I know you. I can't find the one you're talking about with a bat. What was that?
Oh, some kid. Apparently, he was swinging a bat. He swung it so hard that it came all the way around and bonked him on the side in the back of the head. And knocked himself out
completely.
Yes.
All right. Somebody else was putting the groceries away, and they looked down into the brown paper bag. You know, wanted to make sure they got everything out of there.
Yeah.
They got so close to the bag that they cut their eyeball on the jagged edge of the bag.
Gee, this is why I go plastic. I mean, you don't.
I use the reusable ones now.
Those can injure you too.
How?
They're like made out of like canvas, aren't they? Like thick.
They're sort of plasticky, canvasy.
Oh, okay. Are they sharp? The bottoms are sharp edges.
Some of them.
You see?
Can I tell you why I love them?
What?
Because I can go into the store with like two of those and get the same amount of stuff that it would take you like five bags. You can put so much crap
are
in them.
Are they that big? I never pay attention
but
to them.
But they're just sturdy and they got the handles on them. But
But I have to like keep them in my car and then I have to walk around parking lots into stores with them.
Do you have a pocket on the back of your seat?
I do.
That's where I put mine.
Right, boink, right in there?
Yeah, right in the back pocket.
And then, so do you make sure everyone sees you when you walk in? Like, hey, look, I'm responsible.
No,
everyone look at me.
No.
Oh,
I don't,
okay.
Well, I honestly don't because I don't, like, I'm not doing it for the right reason. I'm not like, I don't care. I grab like six plastic bags on my way out and just throw them away and go, ha!
Oh,
take that, environment! I'm not doing it. No.
I was going to say.
I don't actually do that, so stop writing your angry letter.
You used to be plastic bag out. Now, so now that you're these reusable ones, do you look down on the rest of us plastic users? You judge.
I judge you because I think you. I judge only you.
Why
Because
me?
I think you're a lot like me. We're going to get back to stupid injuries, I promise.
Yeah,
but I think you're a lot like me, and I think you want to be able to carry everything in one trip.
There it is.
And,
I'll give you that.
I'm telling you, if you use the reusable bag, because they have handles, you can put like six of them on your arms and just walk straight in with everything. It's awesome.
Did you get them from that store, or you get them like special? They're specially made?
I get them from the store.
Okay.
And like, ugh.
But you can't use them in a different store.
You can. Nobody's going to stop you.
Mm.
Like, so... We're eventually going to get back to stupid injuries. But like, so Safeway has some of these ones that are almost like a picnic basket. They have the regular ones, but they have ones that are like a picnic basket. So it like has a thing that like, no, it's just a shape. It's like rectangular, and it's got a like a cardboard bottom.
Oh, no
way.
So
you can put a watermelon in the thing, man.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
And, like, and they're just huge. And I, dude. But no, I've seen people. I would not walk into Target with
your grocery store stuff.
No, it feels weird.
Okay.
So I'll use plastic at Target.
Okay.
Or Walmart.
There, nice. There we go.
So anyway, what kind of bags do you use? Give us a call. Oh my God, this show sometimes. So somebody else, here's their stupid injury. They were 12 years old, decided to climb a tree.
Oh, this one.
And they had friends around. They were trying to see how high they could get in the tree. Got to this one branch, slipped, fell out of the tree, broke their left arm.
Yeah.
Week or so later, friends were like, hey, your arm's already broke. Why don't you try to climb a tree again? He's like, okay. Climb a tree again. Got one branch higher before they fell down and broke their right arm.
I know. So now the whole...
At what point?
Right.
Who's wiping that kid's butt?
That's a good...
I don't... somebody else said they bit into a hot dog and it chipped their tooth. That's their stupid injury.
Whoa.
How would that...
I don't... What's it?
Oh, because of what... Yeah.
What? What?
Because of what's in hot dogs?
Nothing sharper.
Yeah, you know, it's just... It's all the stuff they sweep off the floor. Sometimes there's bone fragments and stuff. I bet it was.
Ugh.
Ugh. Somebody else tore all the ligaments in their ankle checking out a boy's butt in school.
Okay. How do you...
Said they were walking, they turned their foot, didn't... they turned their foot, didn't. It sounded like squeezing a bag of potato chips.
Ow.
So you go to the doctor, it's like, what happened? And you're like, chased by ninjas? There's a cute butt over there. So this is what we want from you. It can't be a normal, it's gotta be stupid.
Yeah.
How you hurt yourself cutting your bag on a grocery bag. Speaking of grocery bags, what kind do you use? We'll take those as well.
Extra points.
Yes. If it involves a grocery bag in any way, shape or form, we want to hear your stupid injury stories. Jesse.
Yai.
Yai. Stupid injury.
Cracked three ribs taking out the trash.
All right.
Jeez.
How does that happen?
I was dumping a big 55-gallon trash can into a dumpster. And
picked it up over your head?
Yeah, more or less. I just kind of threw it in, but then the whole trash can fell into the dumpster. So I tried to hop up on the edge and pull it out, and I lost my balance, and I tacoed myself on the rim. Out of commission for, 3 weeks.
Dang.
Question... Do you get a workman's comp claim when you're an idiot?
Oh, no, I hit it. I made sure nobody knew what happened.
Really? You were so embarrassed you didn't want anybody to know.
Oh, yeah. I just kind of limped out of there and took a sick day the next day, and yeah.
Three broken ribs. Wow. All right. Thank you. Were you concerned for me when I called him an idiot? Because he's a guy who can hold a 55-gallon drum over his head.
I was going to say.
Yeah. You're right. That wasn't a good idea on my part. Jenna?
Yay.
Stupid injury.
So I take a nap before a concert, and I was getting out of bed, and I tripped, and I broke my right ankle and three toes on my left foot.
Can I start at the beginning of your story? How old are you that you need a nap before a concert?
I just got off work, and I wanted to be
well
energized for the concert.
And you broke a foot.
How, though? I mean, did you trip on something or what?
I think I tripped over the sheath.
Okay. So it's just a bad injury. We asked for stupid injuries, and you're falling right into line there. Are you okay now? Are you able to go? There's no way you went to the concert with a broken foot.
I still went.
It was One Direction, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was Fall Out Boy.
Yeah. Still. That's right. Yeah.
I'm with it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jenna. Joe.
Yay.
Yay.
Stupid injury.
I was at a limbo competition at a bar downtown, and I tore my MCL.
Listen to you.
Did you go there? Hold on. You woke up, and you're like, I heard there's a limbo competition down at the tavern. Let's go. You went, expecting to limbo?
No, not at all. I had cowboy boots on.
Oh.
Okay. So you weren't.
I got second place. I lost. They would have lowered it, but I just, my boot got caught, and I fell backwards, and I just heard this.
And
the girl who beat me was 5 feet tall. I was like, well, this is bogus. I'm 6 feet.
That's not fair. Did you tell anyone other than us about this? Because you got no street cred when you tell people.
A limbo cut.
Yeah.
definitely embarrassing at work. They're like, so what happened to your knee? And I was like, limbo.
That is awesome. Thank you, Joe. Nikki.
Yay.
Yay. Stupid injury.
I was trying on jeans at the Gap, and I took them off and went to put my own jeans back on and realized that the zipper was stuck. And so I thought, rather than walking around with my fly down, I would try to pull the zipper out with my mouth, and I chipped my front tooth.
Oh.
Did you, are you limber, or did you take the jeans off first?
I got the visual the same as you.
If I were not limber, I'd be in Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, I was going to say, I pictured you doing the middle part where you get in a box or whatever.
No, that would have been pretty cool. No, I took them off. And by the way, I didn't get the zipper unstuck. I just ended up with half a tooth.
Oh, that's lame.
So you have to come out of the dressing room with a gap with a weird mouth?
You can spit between
your... Yeah, totally, and I fly down.
I'm a hot mess.
I got a set of really amazing veneers out of the deal. So.
Oh, well, there. That all worked out. I'm sure the Gap people were like, don't you want to try Old Navy? You should.
That's more your speed.
You're like a toothless right. woman. You don't get
There's
to
There's a Marshall's right around the corner.
Thank you, Nikki. Wow. Are we just, I don't know where we're at on that.
TJ Maxx, I'll just get it out there. Okay, we're done.
I was going to go Ross, but we're in the
forgot that one.
Jonathan.
Yay.
Yay. Stupid injuries.
I was drunk and my friends on a beach, and my friends told me that I couldn't catch the seagull, and I tried to catch it and I fell and broke my arm.
Ah, what?
You thought you could catch a winged beast? You really did?
Yeah, it didn't look that fast.
In your drunken stupor,
Did you even get close before you broke your arm?
No, it turned way faster than I could, and I didn't pair so well.
Oh, yep. Jonathan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jonathan. Brian.
Yay.
Stupid injury.
I was working at a school, and I was in charge of recess duty. So I started playing with the kids. I played soccer with them, and I broke my foot with some second graders.
Right.
Some kid put a move on me, and I fell. And
you flopped.
Exactly. Just tell me he turned out to be like Cristiano Ronaldo or somewhere. Or somebody good.
I'm pretty sure it was a nice private school. So.
Yeah, just keep telling yourself that, dude. That's awesome. Thank you. Emily.
Yay.
Stupid injury.
I must have been about 6 or 7 years old. And I decided to put a brown paper grocery bag over my head and try to walk down the stairs. And somehow I fell and broke my collarbone.
Oh, somehow you fell?
I don't know how it happened.
You had blocked your vision and tried to walk downstairs. What the heck?
Well, maybe I could have looked down at my feet, but I didn't.
Well, you wanted to challenge yourself. We get it.
Yeah.
You're committed to it. Thank you, Emily. Irene.
Yay, guys.
Yay.
Stupid injury.
I went to the gynecologist. I stepped on the table. I went for my yearly visit and stepped on the table and tore all the ligaments in my left knee.
Oh, your knee. I thought you were going to.
Yeah, I wanted to hear more of the story. In the stirrups you tore them? How did you do that?
I stepped up and my whole knee went, oh.
Did the doc then, or they was like, dude, that's not my area. If you tore this down here, I can fix it. But that, I can't do nothing for you.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.